Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Oxnard for Dallas Cowboys training camp, brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbirds Southern Table and Bar. Coming up in the noon o'clock hour, we got another ticket giveaway, plus perhaps, maybe that's where we play our Jaden Blue mini interview.
Okay.
Maybe we play it in this segment. Who knows? That's why I got to keep toloing.
No, but we have not decided is what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying. I said,
okay,
that's why you keep toloing.
What if we play it during crosstalk?
I guess we could.
What if we play it during Masterpiece of the Week?
I don't know if you've heard our crosstalks on Friday. They're awesome. There's no room for that interview. All right. How about we do some Forgiveness Friday, 877-881-1053, Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube. Corey's raising his hand. Does he need to ask for forgiveness?
I think we as a show will ask for forgiveness.
Oh, did we do something?
For not doing news from the future sooner. We apologize for that, and we know y'all love it, and we it will get done. Just be prepared, is what Scar told us in The Lion King.
Oh, my gosh. Feel free to go ahead and send us your news from the future, because remember, right here in California, it's 9:03, and that's where we are.
And you're at 11 o'clock.
11:03.
Okay.
Do you ever see that sometimes in the background when they have the different clocks with different minute hands? And I'm like, what?
That's wrong.
God, can you imagine if as a society we would have decided like time zones are all spread 53 minutes apart?
And seconds.
The world would have melted down. So yeah, if you want to send us your news from the future, what do we need to know that's happening in the future? Hopefully it will prepare us when we get back into the DFW.
I don't want to be caught off guard whenever I get back into the dub.
Absolutely. Now, does Sophie Cunningham need to ask for forgiveness, or is it significantly?
Why, Corey?
I enjoy the entertainment on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
She's funny to me, and she likes. There are good songs. She uses. She chooses,
just be honest.
She chooses good songs. She's got long legs.
Mm, there you go.
Thank
but
you.
I would say more likely it's the WNBA that needs to ask for forgiveness, because she did a TikTok to the Sabrina Carpenter song Man Child, and the song features the line, stupid, or is it slow? Maybe it's useless.
Maybe it's useless.
Yeah, and then it was tagged at some refs.
Okay.
And so the WNBA got upset about that, even though she even put on there, I'm just trolling.
Yeah.
And she got fined, I believe it was $500.
Hey, look, man, the percentages, that's what you really got to look at the percentages there. So
that is true.
Because they're not paid what they're owed, is what their shirts say.
If she did not have long legs, would you say she's at fault, or do you think the WNBA is at fault? Because they seem to be on the cusp of real prosperity for the first time in their 30-year history, and they don't seem to be able to get out of their own way to achieve that.
I mean, don't you think that every league has a battle between players and referees or players and umpires. Like, that's just, that's the history of it. So, I mean.
It just feels like ticky-tack fines, can't get the labor thing figured out. Maybe your refs suck overall.
The
maybe
fines, the fines bring attention. The, you know, those things bring the attention. Is if I'm them, that's all. Keep me in the headlines. I need it right now. Whether you like or not, I need headlines to keep y'all interested in this, in the other part of it. And that's, Kevin, how many times had you ever heard of Sophie Cunningham before this, the last year or two?
Sure.
You know,
not a lot.
And now she's pop. How many times? There are a lot of names in this league that you didn't know about because of that. So, I don't know, man. I think that all the drama that goes on with it should be something that boosts them.
From the 3-2-1, this is probably fair. Does the G-Bag Nation need forgiveness for the Rowdy from Rowdy Tellez? He said he likes self-deprecation. Maybe he thought it was hilarious. It didn't totally sound like that was the case, but
you know,
I don't
know. Here's my hope. My hope is that it it motivates him to hit more bombs.
Mm.
He's just like, you know what, those guys? Mm. I'm going to get the G-bag bump from this. And then just it's more bombs. That's all I'm hoping for.
From the 682, guys, news from the future. It's hot here. Now, that could be today, next week.
10 years ago.
Yeah, next month. I still remember the bold statement that my mom made a couple of years ago when she said our family from Chicago used to visit us in June because it wasn't hot then. And I was like, hold on, what June was that?
Yeah, who was June?
Yeah, what June was that,
that
when it
make
wasn't
any
hot?
Sense.
I've lived in Texas my entire life. I don't ever recall that. Oh, my gosh. From the 817, news from the future. Jacob DeGrom becomes the first Ranger to win the Cy Young.
You're kidding me. Are you kidding
You'll
me right now?
I'd love to hear it.
Dang, dude, that would be... I can't wait to get back to the future now.
Absolutely. Now,
give me a vest.
We are also doing Forgiveness Friday, and this is tough. From the 817, my old lady needs forgiveness for wearing those tight-ass leggings, and she wears them only to tease the hell out of me.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, dude.
Man.
Sometimes.
You know how women are.
Yeah.
Oh, PJ, I do.
Sometimes
this
like,
time I'm not going to yell at that.
Where did you get all that cake?
Yeah. So,
and then you realize she brushed up against a cake.
I just want to show the versatility. We got news from the future. We talked about leggings. Now we'll talk about glaucoma in the world of sports.
Oh, no.
Corey, I know you were already upset about this. Did you see that Reveille 10 is recovering from eye surgery after she was diagnosed with glaucoma? Now, the good news is she should be back to normal activities by the fall. So I'm excited about that.
Is that a dog?
Yeah. Dogs can have surgery. But they can.
I know. I had a dog that had a surgery once.
So
now I have a dog
really
that
feels
goes.
Feels weird that you're fighting me on
now
this.
Now I have a dog that goes and gets his food bowl and carries it around the house and slings it all over the. Kevin,
is it because he's hungry?
No, he's eaten already. He just thinks it's a toy, and so this is weird to me. I don't know what to do. Y'all, let me know 877-881-1053 in the future when I get back to Dallas. Mm-hmm. How do I handle my dog using his bowl as a toy instead of his toys as a toy?
Okay. From the, this
and congratulations to Reveille.
For being hopefully A-OK.
Hopefully everything's going to be all right for you and your glaucoma.
Do you think that dog...
She's going to need to smoke weed?
You know...
Is that how that works?
I'm telling you, that would be a viral video, but I don't know if that would be the best idea.
I'm curious. Isn't that something that they say? And they're like, so like, wouldn't it work for a dog?
Look, it already feels like Reveille is on weed sometimes because she's all relaxed.
So chill.
I had her in one of my classes. I think it was my sophomore year. And that's the whole thing. If the dog barks, class is dismissed. You get home. That dog didn't make a peep. It didn't look like it
Very
even turned its head.
Very disciplined.
Or sniffed loudly or anything like that.
From the 3-2-1, your dog needs surgery to not do that. Okay. All right. I'm going to go see the vet whenever we get home.
Feels extreme, but to be fair, who the heck knows? All right. Do the Tampa Bay Buccaneers need to ask for forgiveness? This feels unnecessary. So they picked up Desmond Watson, the defensive tackle from Florida, who obviously made headlines because he was the heaviest player who was ever going to be on an NFL team.
450?
At 464 pounds.
Okay.
So he shows up to training camp. Guess what he weighs? 449. lost 15 pounds, all right? Hell yeah.
Cut him.
No, they didn't cut him, but they did put him on the pup list, and they said he needs to lose more weight. Dude, I get that, but like... Also, couldn't you just say he's on the pup list and, like, tell the NFL what's up, but then also put it as, like, an ankle issue? Because he already lost 15 pounds. He knows.
Well, and hey, couldn't you congratulate him, you know?
Yeah.
Give him a butt pat and say, hey, you're still going to be on this.
Fire the cannon!
that would actually be awesome.
You know what? That would be cool. Every 5 pounds he loses, they fire the cannons. That would be. You know what? That's a good motivator because, heck yeah, man, what?
He's just showing me a picture of him from college. So, yeah, he's moving in the right direction.
He's a big old boy right
We're
there.
All trying. Uh-huh. Oh, no, from the 425. News from the future. Nico's going to trade Cooper Flagg for a 31-year-old player.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Do not. You know what? Now I need a time machine so I can go change that because I want to see this Cooper Flagg kid play for this team.
Oh, man. This feels unlikely. But from the 903, news from the future, Hulk Hogan comes back to capture the heavyweight championship one more time. That would be a hell of a show. I would have lots of questions. He talked to Death, and he's like, that doesn't work for me,
brother. Doesn't work for me, brother. That would be awesome.
From the...
And then that's all we have to say whenever Death happens. We just tell Death that doesn't work for us and come back.
Now, from the 214, they kind of sounds like they want forgiveness from Dustin Poirier. They bet on underdogs for the first three fights for UFC this past weekend, then bet all their winnings on Dustin Poirier and lost it all. I'm sad that you lost your money. I would say we have turned our track record around on MMA fighters. There was a time, whether it was Junior Dos Santos,
it did not matter.
Uriah Faber, Frank Mir, we had the worst track record in the world. But we've really turned around over the past several years. We've had Max Holloway on the show, so you should not have doubted him.
Yeah, Max Holloway, that was one of my favorite interviews ever at Super Bowl Radio Row.
He was great.
It was a pre-record, and the bit was that I would cuss. And then when he started cussing, because Kevin told me he was a cusser.
And he was.
Then we'd shut him down and be like, no, dude, you can't do that. And then at that point, he was like, but he keeps, and what's happening here? And then we had to tell him it was a joke before he punched me. I was definitely, man. Like, there was a moment where I was like, I'm going to get punched.
He would have. By the way, this isn't forgiveness or news from the future. Ooh, maybe it is news from the future from the 817. Can we have Vach Lombardi on every week?
It's up to him.
Oh, he is.
It's up to him. I thoroughly enjoy talking with him.
Yeah. Oh, man.
News from the future. Mike Bassick triumphantly returns to the show. I don't know if it would be triumphant, Mike.
Oh, man. We should probably get this out of the way now, then. From the 817, Kevin needs forgiveness for that one time he left the show stranded just to go to rehab for a while. Can't believe y'all let him come back from that. That was to go on a cruise.
Yeah.
And I just want you guys to be prepared.
He's been in California for a while. Guess what? It's back.
After Wednesday of this upcoming week, I'm going to be gone.
He's back to his old habits.
No, we're going to Germany.
I'm lying.
I'm not lying. Alec, you know that.
That's where the good dust is.
That's right.
Everybody knows that.
Is Germany known for its cocaine?
Oh, really? Interesting. I just said dust. How did you know that we were talking about cocaine, Kevin?
What other? I don't know. I really don't want to get into. From the 214, news from the future, Luca here. I'm coming back to Dallas. Man, I don't know.
Liar.
That one thing when they were like, hey, would you ever want to live in Dallas? And it didn't really sound like he had plans to come back and stay here.
From the 214, you're in the past. You can still change all of this. You're the ones. Man, that's a good point. We're just going to have to. But if we travel to the future, if we go back to DFW, then we won't be in the past anymore. We'll be in the future. So,
do you think if I just push Carter over right now, that would alter the future?
Maybe. I don't suggest it based on that look. Good God.
That's a good point. I probably don't think we should. From the 817, can we find that Max Holloway audio somewhere? That is a good question. We need to check on that. Hey! Kevin's annual rehab stint, or he's cruising back into rehab. That cruise was in like November of 2023. That's way longer than a year ago.
Cali sober just isn't sustainable.
Oh my gosh. Okay, just be careful the way you guys say it when I'm gone, because I eventually texted y'all and I was like, hey, I just want to let you know, people are like legitimately pouring their hearts out to me. And it is really heartbreaking. I got so many messages that were like, hey, man, I was a drug addict for 26 years. I've been sober for the last 3 years. Every day is a battle. And like it was the nicest, just most genuine, caring stuff, because they really believed what y'all said. And I was in rehab and I felt so bad and I didn't know how to be like, oh, they're just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't even remember what I said. But I appreciated all the people sharing their stories. That was delightful.
Yeah. We all care about you, Kevin.
I appreciate that.
And that's why we brought you here today.
I promise is this an intervention? I promise I'm going to Germany on a mission trip. I'm not.
All right. Mission to find the best is what he's trying to do.
Help kids play baseball. Hey, get Kevin.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, that too. Are you the one that's going to be drawing the lines on the field?
Okay. Shut up, Alec. Shut up. Yes.
Oh, wow.
All right. God.
They are long white lines, just the way Kevin likes them.
You know what? I was going to mention something about a Tennessee player named Boo Carter and how it's a whole thing. But you know what? Now I don't want to, because you guys have...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Defeated me. Oh, you know what? I do have one more, though. Does the Athletic need to ask for forgiveness? They have dropped Sebastian Walcott from the number 2 ranked prospect all the way down to number 6.
Why? What did he do?
Well, this is one of the things that it does say. Walcott is definitely not a shortstop. And that's the first
line. I need to go watch him play. I got to go watch him. I got to go out to the Rough Riders Park, watch him play so I can see why he's not a shortstop. Because everything I've seen so far tells me he can play it.
Well, and it follows up with, and I've heard some scouts think that they don't believe he'll stay on the dirt at all. But I'm going to stick with third base. So this is somebody that and Keith Law that loves, we talked to Keith Law about this. Sebastian Walcott is like, I will give him the benefit of the doubt and he can be at third base. But yes, he went down from the second best prospect to the sixth best prospect. You know who he's right behind? Jesus Made. That's a fun name. That is really that's that
awesome.
Kid's name.
That is awesome.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and you just wait till I lay out on you. Coming up next, time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus LeBron has had enough next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan from the 903. If y'all are doing Friday shout-outs today, and you know what? We are. So feel free to send those shout-outs in via YouTube, via the Twitch, or 877-881-1053, the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Shout-out to my work bestie, Emma. She's about to start like her 18th or 19th year as a special education instructor this August. Can't wait to work and laugh with you some more. Bonus shout-out to all those teachers gearing up to go back to school early next month. Absolutely. And right now.
Isn't just getting rolling right now?
Yes. Almost immediately after we get back from Germany, she starts school, or she's going to be at school. But right now, always a special shout out for this man, because it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney's text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, LeBron has had enough, and it has nothing to do with basketball. It's actually a lot more disturbing. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But, gentlemen, we go to the national day calendar just to ignore it today. There are some great holidays, though. It's National Merry-Go-Round Day, I guess. It's National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. Yeah, got a double up there. It's also National Thread the Needle Day, so it would have been appropriate if we had practice today. Then, you know, Dak could go out there, Joe Milton could go out there and celebrate, but
Thread
not
the
practicing.
Needle.
Yeah, that would have been cool. It's also National Hire a Veteran Day, which you should absolutely do if you get the chance. National Wine and Cheese Day, too. So some great holidays, but I'm going to put those on the back burner because of what happened yesterday with Hulk Hogan's passing. I know the morning show hashed it out, and I thought they did a great job talking about it this morning, as they usually do. And we talked about it as it happened yesterday. But it got me thinking because somewhere out there, I don't know who has them. I think my sister might have them on her old actual like digital camera. There's videos of me doing Hulk Hogan's entrance as a kid.
Really?
I seriously thought I was the real American around these parts. And
were you dressed up like him?
Yeah.
My gosh.
To
I love
a
T. It.
I'll figure out who has those videos, and if they are still alive, I will get my hands on them. But it got me thinking about the athletes that really embody our childhoods. So if you could name one athlete that illustrates your childhood, and just, that was your hero. That was your why. That was your purpose. Who is the one athlete that illustrates your childhood? Because for a long time, it was Hulk Hogan when I first got into wrestling. I'm such a purist when it comes to stuff that I need to know the origins of everything. Ooh, so
I got it.
I started from the bottom. I went back to WCCW. I learned about everything about the world of pro wrestling, and I found out how important Hulk Hogan was, so I thought he was the coolest thing ever. And then I, you know, started watching the current product, and it became John Cena very quickly. One, because he's an incredible athlete, but two, the way he used his platform to help others, and, you know, he still has the current record for most Make-A-Wish wishes granted in history.
Oh, wow.
So, like, stuff like that. It was mainly
that's
out
a badass record. And, that's a badass record.
And it's one that's going to take a long time to be broken because he's still granting wishes, even in this heel persona that he's living out right now. He's still granting wishes. So that might be a record that never gets broken. I would like to see it get broken because that means that there's somebody equally, if not like even bigger of a stature that's just putting in really good work to help out people in need.
650 so far.
That is crazy.
That's a lot.
That's significant, man. That's awesome. A lot.
So it's just really cool to me. And he embodies my you know, coming up story because I wanted to be like him. I wanted to be a good person. I wanted to be an entertainer of some sort. I've talked about that before. And I knew I wanted to use whatever platform I could build to help other people. So it ended up evolving into John Cena for me at some point. But what is that one athlete that just embodies your childhood?
To me, it's Frank Thomas. So I understand where a lot of people would say
your Cubs guy,
Ken Griffey Jr.
White Sox guy.
I understand why people would say Ken Griffey Jr., but Frank Thomas was the dude who, like, right before the Rangers got really good and then Juan Gonzalez took over and everything like that. But Frank Thomas was the guy, and you had an opportunity to watch him so much, even in that time, that I just thought that dude was unbelievable. Now, it's unfortunate that I would find out later in life that he would go to the gym and steal all those people's wives. But, you know.
Jeez, dude.
That is the point of that commercial. Every time
the point is that this stuff can help.
No, it's a threat.
My suggestion would be Men's Tea Clinic. That's the way to go about it. But
because you know what? Men's Tea is going to tell you what's best for you and not threaten you with Frank Thomas.
You better
up
do it,
like,
or your wife.
If you don't do it, him or Doug Flutie are going to bang your wife.
No, not Flutie. It's definitely Frank. The and all of the other women in those commercials.
Oh yeah.
For me, it's Tony Dorsett. Hmm. He was the one. Like, as a very young child, I watched him. Then I got the great, you know, fortune, again, my parents have told me this story, of sitting with him at dinner or going up to him while he was at Campese's and telling him I saw him. And him and Eugene Lockhart and Mike Hegeman thought I was so funny, they asked me to sit down and eat ribs with them. And I was like 4 or 5 years old, so I don't really remember this, but my parents are like, no, this absolutely happened. So from there on, like, I remember as a child running into him a couple times at like charity softball events, and I read books about him. I wanted to know everything about him because I was connected to him in some way. And then Kevin, you know, I don't know if it came off that way, but when we interviewed him and Earl Campbell, I was trying my best to be professional while also sitting there going, oh my gosh, it's Tony freaking Dorsett.
Sure.
So that was, that was the one for me, you know. That's where my connection to the Cowboys started, was with that. And also Steve DeBerg.
That's right.
Nope.
One day, man.
One day,
I promise.
I refuse to acknowledge that.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to see if that phone number works. I sent a text. Haven't gotten anything back. So we will see. I will follow up. 877-881-1053, the athlete that embodied your childhood. And I see from the 817, Roger Staubach and Evel Knievel.
Huh.
Yeah.
Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and with Evel Knievel, you weren't paying to see success, right?
You were paying to see him crash.
You were,
right?
Well, or you were, you, and for him, it was just like, you just paid for the attempt. You know, like,
okay.
that's all.
Yeah.
I don't have to succeed. I just have to attempt it. That's why you're here today. But Evel Knievel is definitely, man, who was the dude that did the Hager commercials? I can't remember. It was some other guy. Anyway, he inspired
some
a lot of
other guy.
Yeah, I'll look it up and find out. Somebody's going to text in. They know what I'm talking about. But he inspired a lot of the Jackass type stuff, right? Like, that's where a lot of that came from.
I just, like, it wasn't Evel Knievel. It was some other guy.
I can't remember his name. And he had a weird voice. He sounded like the dude, like Lloyd, or Lowell from Wings. He sounded kind of like him. I'm going to go find it, Kevin. He had a show on Saturday mornings. Give me a minute.
I kind of want to change my answer to Johnny Knoxville now, because I definitely watched that show way too young. But from the 903, I'm just going to assume that this is Fred Davis texting in, Kevin. Bo Jackson?
Oh, man. Yeah, BoJack.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I was like, I will not let you defame my childhood. And I get it. I do. Yeah,
I was amazed how firm of a stance he took on that.
I
kind of like this one from the 469 just because it's a wrestling pool. You have Jeff Hardy and Brian Dawkins were my guys growing up.
Oh, Brian Dawkins. That's a pull right
Super
there.
Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember Super Dave.
Super Dave. That's what. There it is. People are starting to text in. I told you.
I just wasn't going to get it from the guy with the khakis, you know? That guy. Man, a lot of people know that. Yeah, Super
Thank
Dave
you.
Osborne. I remember him.
Let's see. From the 214, John Elway. From the 469, The Undertaker. The Undertaker was a great one
yes.
for me, too. Especially because he was a Texas guy. It was one of those, like, as a kid, you felt like you knew him, even though you didn't. It was like, yeah, that's my guy.
So, like, Alec, I don't know if you've seen this match. It's a terrible match, but I thought the build to it was super fun. Also, because I was a kid, SummerSlam 1994, the main event was The Undertaker against The Undertaker.
Yeah.
And Ted DiBiase brought out, like, a fake Undertaker. And at the time, I was like, wow, who's the real one? Now I can look back at it and be like, that is kind of dumb. But at the time, I thought it was amazing.
Kevin, we got a tweet or a DM from Anthony. He DM'd us and said, OMG, I love this show. I had the car warming up, so I came out the house to the show cold turkey with my son, 9, by the way. First thing I hear, he and Doug Flutie are banging your wife. That's true.
Yeah.
That is the
well,
show.
We are for the people.
Yes, we
guess.
Are.
Is
yes, we
right?
are.
Okay.
We are
Great.
For
That's
the
what they
people.
Say.
Appreciate
Some say that.
Yeah,
that's
they
true.
Say
I
that.
Can't disagree.
Yes.
They say that,
so it has to be true. Keep those coming in. Appreciate the interaction there. 877-881-1053. The athlete that embodied your childhood, and one of them that did for me, because you know he's had a reign of terror for the past 2 decades now, is LeBron James. And I actually saw this before I even knew that he knew this existed, but I mean, the preface of this story, guys, is going to be that AI has gotten out of hand, and we've known that for a while. But LeBron James's lawyers have begun sending out cease and desist letters in an effort to have this one specific AI-generated video of LeBron removed from social media. I would say I'd go repost it so y'all can see it, but I don't want to get flagged for any kind of legal action. So you can go find it. They still exist all over Twitter, Instagram, all that. But there's an AI video going around that has LeBron James as if he was pregnant while wearing his Lakers uniform and like rubbing his stomach. It's incredibly weird.
Oh no.
Yeah. And so if you see that, just know that you're not going to see it for much longer, because his legal team is actually taking action against people to have these removed. And as of this morning, at least 3 Twitter X users have gotten their accounts banned because of this. Because I guess they were flagged as people who actually created these videos. So at least 3 people have been banned. And these videos have garnered millions of views on these non-consensual AI videos of LeBron that have been deleted by Twitter and Instagram. Meta has refused to comment on their end if they received a cease and desist letter on this from LeBron's attorneys. But if you see that video, just know, one, it's weird as hell. And 2, they're not going to last very much longer, because he is fed up about this, and as he should be, because that's just, the LeBron fandom is weird enough as is. But now we're dealing with AI videos of him looking like he's pregnant while wearing the yellow and purple 23 across his chest. So weird,
Alec,
stuff.
I want to let you know, you are now responsible for at least one person, extra person, seeking this video out, because I did not know this existed before you told me.
Oh, you didn't?
No, and now I kind of feel like I need to see it
you
before
do.
It goes away forever.
You do, just for the awkwardness.
It's weird, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Who is the most improved non-playoff team from 2024? Let's do that next right here on The Fan.
Rams bring an extra body. Williams protected. Williams to the back of the end zone for DJ Moore and a touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
You're proud right now, aren't you?
I am. I just got by Carter Freeman. And so there's a few people around the office that I am in active, never-ending middle finger wars with. One of them is Eric Chiafalo, but I have just really run up the score on him. So I did that to Carter earlier in the middle of one of our segments. I knocked on the table so he'd look over, and I flipped him off. And so he's like,
he was first off offended that you knocked on the table. It's kind of like snapping at him.
True. And he's like, no, I'll get you back.
I'll get you.
And so he asked me again about taking the batting helmet that we got, his batting helmet that he got at the Dodgers game back. And I was like, yeah, we already talked about that. And he goes, oh, you could still take it. And they moved it. His middle finger was right there. I was like, oh, son of a gun.
I do, by the way.
Good job.
This is an off-air discussion, but I'm doing it on air.
Oh, dear.
I do have a room in my suitcase for the Teoscar Hernandez bobblehead, and my kid does want it. So, sorry. We got like 12 of them. They were just giving them away.
Yeah, that's how a giveaway works. But also, they had plenty left over. Right now, let's say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Nope.
And let's start with Christian Wilkins. The Patriots have already said they will have a discussion about Christian Wilkins. Here's the deal. The Raiders released Christian Wilkins, and they said, we've decided that it's the best interest of the organization to move on. And they are just acting like that's going to be the end of that. It does not feel like that's going to be the end of that, because last year Christian Wilkins signed a deal with $84.75 million in guarantees, and he's still owed around $35.2 million in guaranteed money. And the Raiders are like, no, because you weren't doing this and that, and obviously some of it has to do with the injury and rehab and stuff like that. They say, we can void your contract. So Wilkins has responded by filing a grievance with the NFLPA. Look, $35.2 million, that's a lot of damn money. So I'm interested to see how this goes.
Absolutely. On that front, he's also 29 years old. I need to know if this is a strictly financial conversation or if this is something that Pete Carroll was like, he has no role on this team anymore. He can't do the job. Because if Pete Carroll says that, I trust Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
But I want to look at the player. I've always liked this player. I thought he was, I love what he was able to do. Also, I want to know how that foot's doing. You know, if that's a deal, because if he does need the surgery, then that's a different situation. But the whole finances of it all could set a new precedent for something, so I understand that side of it. But from my football side of it, and maybe that's a great question for Will McClay, whenever we have him on later today, is when something like this is happening, you key in, like, what do you know about a guy like that? So,
and look, you know, we were talking about saving money before, and the big thing that a lot of people would come back to, and I get it, at this point in the season, you're like, who are you going to spend it on? Through a bizarre set of circumstances, you might have the exact kind of player that you want available on the market, and guess what? You have the exact amount of salary cap that would allow this to be able to happen. Like, whether he...
You say bizarre. I say that was the plan all along.
I mean, look, this feels very Nico
Wouldn't
Harrison.
Jerry say that? Would he be like, that was the plan all along, guys?
Fortune favors the bold. And, like, it feels very Nico from that perspective that things could fall into place. And I'll just tell you this. I understand the cap hits that are going to come down the road. You continue to push Dak's salary down the road, and that's going to keep popping every single year, and you're going to run into that every single year. Same with CeeDee. Micah Parsons, even if you get the deal done, then you could have a bigger number next year. I get all of that. But right here, right now, you believe in this team, and you think that Christian Wilkins would want to play here, you have the money to make it happen. I understand the reasons they would not, but you have the money to make it happen.
Yep. We'll leave it at that then.
Now, I don't know if this is going to change this ranking because it came out right before this news hit, but the Raiders were listed as one of the teams that improved the most that wasn't in the playoffs last year.
I mean, I think just by adding Pete Carroll, they improved.
All right. Do you feel that same way about the Bears then? Because the Bears have, like, redone a whole bunch of stuff, including obviously their offensive line. But do you think just by bringing Ben Johnson, or are you just more optimistic?
No. Pete Carroll has enough credibility as a head coach with me. And that doesn't mean that I'm just like, oh my gosh, they're winning Super Bowls now. No, I think that Pete Carroll understands how an organization works, and that's important. He could run the organization as a GM if he wanted to. I believe that. I really do. But he understands he's a good head coach. He's the one that sets the message. Ben Johnson, I'm not sure if we're going to get to this now or if we're going to get to it in the C block. He's kind of come in and said, I'm going to be a hard nose like Dan Campbell. But there's still a lot of questions about him as a head coach. I think with them, they needed to add talent in certain areas, and they did that. And now they have a play caller who understands the offense, what it takes to create an offense, and a quarterback who's just desperate for somebody to show him that. That's a big deal, man. When you have guys that are talented, that have no direction, then there. Once a coach comes in and is like, I'm ready to coach you, Bill Belichick said this yesterday. He loves this coaching college thing because the players aren't as good, but they are more coachable,
right?
Because they want to learn. And so I think that's where Chicago is right now, is they want to learn, and they have a coach that's going to learn with them.
Now, the Chicago Bears were by far the leading pick from NFL.com in terms of non-playoff teams that have improved the most this year. But I wanted to ask you one more thing to go along with that.
I dare you to.
Okay. Ben Johnson, that very same, said he would like Caleb Williams to complete 70% of his passes. Do you think Caleb Williams, entering his second season, first season 62.5%, can make that jump to 70%? That's a big jump.
Yes, I do. It did feel last year like he had a little lack of direction. They also, for me, it seemed like they were, hey man, it's on you. It's on you to win this for us. When you watch Jared Goff last year, their run game set up Jared Goff to have a 15 for 15 and 18 for 18 perfect game. And so that because they ran the ball so effectively, and then he didn't have to throw to save the team. And last year it felt like Caleb Williams had to save the team. I think Ben Johnson will call plays that balance out and allow Caleb Williams to strike. Now, that's another thing. You call the play. It's on the quarterback to finish it all from there.
Yeah, yeah. Now, a couple of injury updates for you. Justin Fields already back jogging on the practice field one day after his toe injury.
Good
and then
for him.
On the flip side, Najee Harris is still on the non-football injury list 3 weeks after his superficial eye injury.
Dude, that stinks, man, for him.
It does.
I really hate that for him a lot.
Let me give you some NFL Top 100 updates. We haven't done this in a few days. Jalen Ramsey, 66. Trey McBride, 65. Bo Nix, 64. On the list.
I don't know why I thought that was how old he was in my brain. I was like, hold on, he's 64 already?
Then I'm even more amazed by what he did last year.
Okay, all right, interesting. That is an interesting number for him right now.
Josh Hines-Allen, so the defensive one, is 63. Bijan Robinson, 62. That's too low. And Brian Thomas Jr., 61. The list.
He already made that jump. He had a solid year last year, man.
Really
I don't think I expected it. And he jumped up really nicely last year. Bijan is too low. I agree with you.
But Brian Thomas, you said solid year. 87 catches, 1,282 yards, 10 touchdowns.
You could make a case he was a top five receiver last year.
That's incredible.
You really could.
Yeah. And look at who's throwing
him
the ball.
And it took time for it to happen. It didn't happen right out of the gate, but that was some excellent stuff. So you're saying Trevor Lawrence, hold on. Wasn't it Mac Jones sometimes?
Yeah.
So you're saying Mac Jones?
I mean, it'll all depend on the
replacing
answer.
Replacing Brock Purdy soon?
To what happens, no, in this next story.
Okay.
Liam Cohen gave Trevor Lawrence a unique task heading into training camp. He and the rest of the quarterbacks were given a timed 100-question quiz regarding the offense when they reported for training camp. Lawrence said, it was pretty difficult. Some of the questions were layups, but yeah, there were some good questions in there, some tough ones that like kind of get us back going for camp and everything. What do you think about the idea of a back to training camp quiz?
I like it.
I think I might too.
I'm not judging a lot on it, but I like it because it kind of registers some things. Here's what I need to know. The time, were they reading it or were they giving the questions orally?
Because I think they were reading it.
I read weird. I read fast, but I will have to read some things twice for them to click. So the timing on that, if I have a time test, I'm in trouble. So, but I do like the idea of quizzing your guys and being like, do you know your S or not? And if you don't, then we got work to do. Here's your book, and we're going to be right there studying with you. Here's a tutor.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite tutor?
Gosh, what was the third wife's name?
Okay.
His third wife. Henry VIII's third wife, the one that he really loved because she gave him a son.
The Tudors.
That one and the sixth one.
Yeah, okay. All
the
right.
First, third, and sixth wives were the best ones. We're the KNC. By the way, look it up. Tell me if you disagree, but that's what I'm going to stick with. The first, third, and sixth wife, I believe, were the best. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with Dallas Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer right here on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.